Word found its way back to me that Merrill had married 5 more wives since I'd left. Each had been married to someone else until Warren Jeffs had ordered her to marry Merrill. I knew that some of the families who had joined Merrill's had a history of physical and sexual abuse among their children. I told my attorney that I didn't feel safe sending my youngest daughter, Merrily, into that environment. She was too vulnerable. I feared she'd be molested by one of the older boys that were now part of her family. We moved to get the case back into court as soon as possible. On the appointed day, I arrived at the courthouse at 9 a.m. I was scared, but also hopeful. Rod Parker was not going to be there and had arranged for a substitute attorney to take his place. The small courtroom was filled with my supporters. Merrill looked a little taken aback. For once, he didn't act as though he was holding all the cards. Lisa argued that Merrill should be allowed to continue to see our children, but in Salt Lake City. She made a persuasive case for why it wasn't good for the children to be forced to travel to Colorado City every 2 weeks. She outlined in great detail the stress and anger the visits caused and why this was damaging to the children. When the judge finally issued his opinion, the courtroom fell still. Our lives were on the line. He spoke deliberately and in an even tone. While I believe it is important for the children involved to have a relationship with their father, I find there is enough evidence to support the need to have the visitation restricted to the Salt Lake City area. My heart stopped. I'd won. We were safe. I knew Merrill would never put the effort into coming up to Salt Lake City. The fight was over. It was a huge win. I had proven that it was not in my children's interests to ever be in Colorado City. We were finally and truly free. This was a groundbreaking case at many levels. If I could get my children out of the cult, any woman with enough determination could, too. The absolute power the FLDS had over women had been cracked. I had proved that a woman could not only flee and live on her own, but also win custody of her children. It was a proud day.